Delango. This is Konati Kentako. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, February 24th, 2002 at 11:30 p.m. entitled The Human Rights Patrol, Part Number 58, BVHP, In the Trenches, Part 1. Your guest will be out of the Criminal Enterprise Club, Bayview, Hunters Point, California, celebrating 378 days and nights of broadcasting, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of BVHP 103.3 FM, Kaka Michael Hibbett. Your host will be out of the Criminal Enterprise Club, Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kentako. Have a pleasant flight.
Slave forever, yeah, imperfect. up in this land, it is clear.
Our folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
'Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought in, so.
Choice Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you for our 4,632nd night of broadcasting in the place to be with we. Out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, is one correspondent commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Dada Kanati Kantako, and Zelenka to your sister over there.
Zelenka.
You want to shout out to all the folks that hear the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the planet Earth to get this edition of the Human Rights Patrol started?
First, we're going to say Zelango to Human Rights Radio at 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois at 99.9 FM. Human Rights Radio, Brown by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California with
those
Kaka, Michael Hibbett,
tonight.
And the crew.
That's who our guest is going to be tonight in a couple more minutes. Y'all hang on when Kanati get through shouting at the rest of the folks. We're going to get them on the phone. They got a packed house out there at BVHP 103.3 FM tonight. And we're going to be talking with them and Brother Michael Hip and that whole squad out there in a couple minutes. Can I finish shouting out to those other stations? We'll get right over to the telephones and talk with Michael Hibbett and the posse.
And at 96.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, bummed by Paul Griffin and the crew. And to our newest listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Dade County, Florida at 102.9 FM, Zelango. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible, and also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
Thank you very much, Warrior. I know you're headed over there to keep track of the program, make sure we don't run over time like we always seem to have a thing about doing. And she'll be back with us later on. But we're going to go by way of telephone out to the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California. And we got a special program coming up out of there tonight, headed up by War Correspondent Commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, celebrating his 378th day and night of broadcasting since February the 11th of 2001. You know I'm talking about, Warrior Michael Hibbett. And Zelango to you, Michael.
Zelango, Zelango.
How we be out there, man?
I love you like a rock.
Oh, my goodness gracious, buddy. You're going to get in trouble for that.
But I got my buddy here. I got a very good friend of mine. Who I love him as deeply as I love you, and I got my brother-in-law, and we just out here kicking it, and we all got something to say.
Well, brother, I know, you know, I told you off the air that you had such a full house tonight that we're going to sit back here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield and around the country, and we're going to listen to BVHP 103.3. You brothers go ahead and introduce the folks you have with your brother, and then y'all go ahead and kick it for a while.
Okay, I got a very good friend of mine. Who was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, but he came up here to California at a very young age, and we became friends a long time ago. And then I have my brother-in-law here. I've been with my wife for like over 30 years, and he was married to my wife's sister. So those are the two people I got with me today, and we've been discussing all night about what we do discuss about. That is the situation of the black experience here in the criminal enterprise called America.
Break it
you're down from the West Coast then, brother.
Say hello.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Say something, Don. Oh, say something. No, he got food.
Yes, my name is Norwood Ray Jones, and Michael said I was born in New Orleans, but I'm born in a town called Lake Charles, right outside the Gulf of Mexico, right over the Mississippi River and right around the Colorado River in between the Mississippi Delta.
Uh-oh. All of us know about the Delta, brother. All of us came up that way.
Okay, we'd like to discuss the black experience across the country. What's happening to black folks? Let's look at the Republicans. Let's look at September 11th. Where are we at right now? We don't have Malcolm. We don't have Martin. We don't have John. They stopped our aggressive behavior. They turned us back. I look at the country now. 30 years ago, I was just listening to Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream. I listened to that 30 years ago. Where this country was at, then I look at this crack epidemic. I look at all these IBM laying off 30,000, 40,000. I look at Bush taking the retirement fund to invest. Now, we were the last hire in the first fire. We used to have a upper class, a middle class, and a lower class, and now we have a rich and a poor. What's happening right now? Can I get a response from Mr. Jones?
Well, as I said before, my brother, we have to re-educate our own. We have to re-educate our young sisters and our young brothers and our aunties and our uncles and our grandmothers and our grandfathers. And we have to re-educate ourselves to understand that we are a soulful people. And we have to go back to basics to do the basic things to teach our own the proper thing to do because we are the just man.
My question is this. It's always been known that you can put 20 Filipinos and Chinamans in the house, they can get along. You get three brothers in a room. Okay, now, we need to re-educate. Who are our leaders? Is it Jesse Jackson? Is it? Who are our black leaders now? As far as a black leader, and you want to look at someone like Malcolm X, or like H. Rap Brown, or Eldridge Cleaver, or Stokely Carmichael, who do the black people have now? Give me an answer. Some brother in the background, what talking say we don't have none.
I disagree. I think it starts.
Give me a name.
I think it starts at the home. We have Uncle Jay, we have Aunt B, we have you, and we have me. So we need to start at the beginning and start training and teaching, and even we have to write certain orders of conduct down for our children, our wives, our people, and the community to make sure that we go into a certain order of good conduct, of being adjustable to be able to wave the tide. Rather than fight the tide, you have to learn to wave at it, and it'll wave back at you.
I used to read Mao Zedong, and he said there's safety in numbers. How do we convince? Okay, what you say is good. We don't have a Malcolm. We need numbers. How do we get all of these people together? I mean, how do we talk to them and get the masses? Mao said masses of people. How do we put the right words down? Like Malcolm. One thing about Malcolm X was this. The Muslims was a very, very small organization. But with the voice of Malcolm X, he had the charisma and he could get people. Martin Luther King had charisma. They killed Malcolm, they killed Martin, they killed John, and they killed Bobby. They put us back 30 years. We need a voice. What you're saying is good. We got millions of households. We got you and your opinion. But how do we get where
well,
we
see,
were?
That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong, I think. I think, you know, we do need leaders. We do need leadership. That's right. That's correct. But at the same time, an individual got to recognize the leadership, the leader, and the hero within himself.
Yes.
Everybody can be a leader.
Yes.
Everybody can lead.
Yes.
Everybody got to be. Everybody got to have a positive mind and not be. See, what I'm saying is, if you have a connection with your God, you know, then you understand that there is no death.
God. Put the focus. Put the focus of what you believe in a perspective where you are really willing to die for what you believe in. That what makes you a leader. It's not the rhetoric that you can speak. It's not the oratory and how you can sound good to get people together. It's how real you are with yourself and your people. You can listen and learn. You know what I'm saying? You could be a leader. Each individual, in my opinion, each individual can be a leader. Each individual is a hero within himself.
That's right, brother.
Don't have to look for any one man.
That's right, brother.
You know what I'm saying? We are all leaders.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So we don't have to wait for any one individual.
That's right.
Everybody needs to step up,
teach,
be accounted for, and be focused on the movement.
Go ahead, Brother Michael.
Go ahead. And I agree with my Brother Michael so much. That's where I come from when I said we have to re-educate ourselves and go back to the basics. We need to learn how to stand up and stand tall and baby to give each other a chance without putting each other down.
That's right, brother.
Our biggest problem is that we've been putting each other down.
That's right.
If Jay get a new car, S is mad.
That's right.
What we should do is be applauding Jay for his accomplishment and give him the power and find out what were the tactics in the formula that he used.
Teach, brother.
Acquire.
Teach, brother.
And what we need to do is start teaching our children how to speak.
Go ahead.
Teach our children how to walk.
That's right.
And teach our children how to talk.
That's right, brother.
And we have to teach ourselves how to be passive in this firm and immediate movement that is being oppressed upon us. And we have been so bitter among ourselves that we don't have time to clear ourselves to be able to get over this particular hump on our back.
You got that right, brother. You're right. Break it down.
And what we need to do is teach our babies. We have to learn how to use good language in our house.
Teach, brother.
We got to make sure that our house is clean.
That's right, brother.
Even though we might do a little something dirty, we got to make sure that we don't let the babies see it.
Teach, brother.
We got to respect our women.
That's right, brother.
And if she don't feel like cooking, we got to know how to cook.
Teach, brother.
And if she don't feel like sewing, we got to know how to sew.
Teach, brother.
And if she don't know how to mop, we got to know how to mop.
Go ahead, brother.
If she don't know how to vacuum, we got to do that too.
Okay, brother. Go and make it plain.
And it's just as simple as that. It's just the basic fundamentals of just waking up in the morning. It's the basic understanding that we all are equal.
That's right.
Just because we are men, it doesn't mean we have the power over women.
Teach,
we have to make sure that we understand our women.
That's right.
Understand us. And no one is perfect, but we want to put our bad ills aside and work on our good condition.
Say, brothers, can I ask?
You good.
Can I throw something out here, brothers?
Yes, sir.
I was thinking this today, and I said this to some people here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield. One of the reasons that the black man can't handle the black woman is because the hunky done scared us away from the Creator.
Yeah.
And because the black man and the black woman are the two most powerful creatures on the earth, we need the Creator to deal with each other, or we'll rip each other apart.
You're so right, my brother. What our understanding has to be is that everyone plays a part.
That's right.
As my brother Michael said, we all have leadership qualities.
That's right.
As I spoke to you earlier, if we got a nephew who can dribble the basketball and we got some babies that come over him, let him teach them how to dribble the basketball. But we also need some math teachers. We need some brothers to go to school and get off the street, pull their pants up, button their shirts up, comb their hair. You don't have to have a haircut, but you can have a hairstyle. And you have to groom yourself up. You have to groom your mind up. And you have to groom your soul up, and you have to be spiritual with God, and you have to walk the walk.
Brother, you talking about pride.
Yes, sir. We've lost our pride because we've been so busy. Everybody's trying to be everybody else.
Teach.
Yes, sir. And society has already put us on. When you turn on the TV, everybody is hip-hop. Our children are too hip-hopped out. They need to be soul rocked in.
Say, brother, can I ask you another? Can we put another thing out here? We the only people on the earth that don't care if our children want to grow up and be African people. You think about the Lakota. Every Lakota child is raised to be a Lakota.
Yes, sir.
But we'll put our kids up and say, well, whatever you want to do, that's okay.
Yes. Another problem with our education system, we're so busy letting them control our kids. They're separating the kids in the community.
Teach,
brother. And having them going to different schools.
Teach,
brother. Our kids in the same community.
Teach, brother.
Who can be close to them. Everybody might not want to feel like driving across town.
Teach, brother.
We don't know those people across town.
Go ahead, man.
Know the people in the community.
Teach, brother.
We need some good people to walk our children to school. We need some good people to drive our children to school. We need some good people to teach our children and to teach ourselves, because we're not so intelligent that we can't re-educate ourselves. We need to pick up a book. We need to read about what we're really about. Everybody imitate us and emulate us and want to be like us, but then they come back to us and tell us we ain't nothing.
Teach, brother. Break it down. That's right. Who got the problem, huh?
We need to join the PTA, and we need to be at school every day. And we need to have a commission of certain families to make sure that the bus driver is on time. Because we got a food program, but if the kids get to school late because of the bus driver, they don't get a chance to eat. And sometimes with mamas and daddies, they're a little too busy trying to get to work, trying to catch the rail train or the A train or the B train to put food on the table. So we need a community like we had in the good old days, where Auntie and them looked out for us, and Grandmama looked out for us, and Uncle Louie looked out for us.
We need that extended family.
We need an extended family to teach ourselves.
That's right. That's right. I agree with you, brothers out there.
Stop putting everybody down. As soon as somebody gets to the top, everybody starts crying. I don't like that outfit. I don't like that. And I don't like that way they walk. But remember, those are black people.
Teach, brother.
What we have to do to survive.
Teach, brother.
Learn how to appreciate.
Teach.
Congratulate.
Teach.
Stop all this, whatever they call it, that new terminology that
hater.
I'm familiar with, player hate. And we need some scientists.
Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them.
And we need some algebra teachers, and we need some biologists and some botanists, and we need some chemists, and we need some astrologists, and we need some people to make us feel good. The white man ain't going to make us feel good about ourselves, because he's thinking we got the problem.
Teach.
Really have a solution.
Teach.
And everything we've done because we are closer to God.
That's right.
Closer to the earth.
That's right.
Been on the earth.
That's right.
And I'm not going to dispute all the other unnecessary emissions of that particular subject. But we as a person and we as a people, we have to, as Michael said, my good brother, we have to lead within ourselves. We have to make sure that our children are fed. We have to make sure that their bodies are clean. We got to make sure that their minds are clear. We got to make sure. We got to get out some of that rhetoric out of our household. We got to stop all that shouting and stop all that burning rubber. And we got to stop all that doing donuts. We got to make sure that our children are safe in our own community.
That's right.
As the people can do it.
That's right. You're right, brother. I can't agree with.
We got to stop buying all the $100 tennis shoes.
Teach.
And if we do, we got to make sure that we're the ones that you're reaping the benefit.
That's right.
And we got to make sure that we make our own product. We got to go buy our own product from our own people. It might cost $2 more, but why go to Susie Chang when we can go to Uncle Blue?
Jeez, brother. Go ahead, man.
And we can go to Jelly Roll's, because Mike, not only does he have a radio station, but he got a nice clothes shop, and we wear African garb, and we wear beautiful sweatsuits, and we live in the mountains in San Francisco. So we're a little cooler when everybody else is a little hotter.
Go ahead, brother.
We really just want to make sure that we open our minds and re-educate ourselves back to basics. It's a basic thing. When you wake up in the morning, you know you got to go to the bathroom. You got to do that. You got to brush your teeth. You got to wash your face. You got to comb your hair. We got to get ready to get ready. And we got to be ready every day. And we have to lead by example.
That's the real. That's the real. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir.
I said, you can't make it no plainer than that.
And we have to just go back to basics.
That's right.
Sometimes that we have to make sure we got food on the table.
Go ahead.
And have a new outfit.
Okay.
We got to make sure that we can afford the car that we drive, and make sure that we have insurance on the car we drive, and to make sure that we have a valid driver's license.
It's going
to
cost if we don't.
Because everybody's going to be trying to pitch in, try to get you out, and then you done lost all that time, and you might lose your job, and you might lose your mind.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
But you got to do the right thing.
That's right.
Come from good.
That's right. That's right. Well, I tell you what, Brother Michael.
Yes, sir.
Well, you got, y'all be blowing up there at BVHP 103.3 FM.
This is how we do it.
Man, I tell you, the listeners out there got to be getting a whole bunch of knowledge the way y'all be bringing it, man. I'm telling you, man. I mean, that's how it got to be, you know, sitting there, just straight up conversations about what we need to be thinking about. And even if the folks don't agree, it's something to think about.
You got to think about it, my brother, because we got to go back to basics. We got to re-educate our own kind. We got to educate our own children. We need more school teachers. Young brothers, y'all get off the street. Leave all the bad elements alone. Get in school. Get some training. We need you. I want you to fix my Cadillac. Now, as a matter of fact, we might call it something else or somebody come up with a new design so we can have our own automobile plant.
Dig that. Brother Michael.
Yes, sir.
You want to introduce again for the listeners all the folks you had in there at BVHP 103.3 tonight?
Who you listening to is my very, very good friend, Norwood Ray Jones. Yeah, very experienced guy. And my brother-in-law, Don Price.
Brother, you're going to have to bring them on the, you know, when we get together on the network, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been trying to get them up here to be with me. And tonight, just so happened, they was here. And, you called and I said, well, come on, it's on.
You've been stashing them. Tell the truth. You've been trying to keep them for the folks on the West Coast can hear them.
Yeah.
Well, bring them on out next time we get the chance to get together. Any of y'all got any final comments y'all want to share with the listeners?
Brother Norwood Jones, I'm going to let him have.
Can this program go all over the planet Earth?
Well, today is a good day, and every day is a good day above ground. But we have to look for a brighter day. We need all we can get on the good foot.
Go ahead, brother.
On the bad foot. Hot corns, you got to get rid of them. Hot shoes, you got to put on some soft ones. We got to walk the walk. And we got to talk the talk. And we got to do the right thing. We know because we are the just people in this world who are suffering. And everybody else is getting over on our accord. Everybody is getting over. And we need to make sure that we start teaching our babies how to speak right, talk right, act right. And we got to have to get right about our own self. We got to go get them skeletons out that closet, shake them down, and put them out. And let the garbage man pick him up.
Go ahead, brother.
I heard that.
That brother deep. Brother Michael, it's been good having y'all with us, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is what it's all about. Human Rights Radio, and it's called to you, Brother Mbana, that all this is made possible. I'm glad to be a part of the Human Rights Radio. And Brother Mbana, there's not... never enough to say that I am proud to be a part of this situation.
Brother, we're proud to have you a part of us. And you know you're going to have to send us some of these programs. Now we know. You got a crew out there deep as nobody's business, man.
Out here in San Francisco, California.
Yeah, man, that posse deep you rolling with.
San Francisco, California. We got homosexuals. We got bisexuals. We got transgender and all that. Man, they got a big old building downtown. That they can come in there and drink coffee and they got a big old community center downtown and all these freaky people that you know they can see a lot of freaky people got a lot of power in San Francisco.
Black folks ain't got no place downtown, do they?
You know what I'm saying?
And they talking about they under attack.
You know what I'm saying? We always been under attack. But what I'm saying is, you know, like
we got black folks up here.
You know, sometimes I go
on know the deal and we try to tell it to the face.
Sometimes I go on vacation and they ask me, well, where are you from? I say San Francisco and all of a sudden they lift up their arm and their hand go crooked. And I say, hey, that's downtown. That's 200 Point.
Don't you hold it still up here? They fist up here and they fighting for their life and they gonna keep fighting.
And once again, like I said, my brother, I'm Brother Norwood Ray Jones. I'm a minister of education.
Go ahead, brother.
The simple things in life and just make it complete so we can have a universal happiness in our souls, in our hearts, and in our lives. And that's all to all the people and the people if we stick together. And we get ourselves together and dust ourselves off and shake our wickedness out of our system, we can be a
individual today.
That's right, Warriors. Well, it's been good having y'all with us, and we look forward to having y'all on the Human Rights Radio Network and back on the Internet with us again. Brother Michael, any parting comments?
Oh, yeah. All I want to do is say, like, we all have a common problem, and that's the, you know, the ruling elite that's not conducive to our beliefs. You know, so, like, we're going to continue in the consciousness of Nat Turner. We're going to continue in the consciousness of all the revolutionary ones. That
Malcolm Martin.
And everybody.
John,
yeah, we got keep,
we all in this together.
Boy, y'all deep out
there. We're in this together, and we're going to stick together. We're going to support one another. And as long as we got brothers like you and brothers like Mike and Mr. Jones up here, we can do this.
You're right, brothers.
We're going to do this together. We're going to support each other. And we're going to do this thing.
All right, y'all. Well, it's been good having y'all with us. Michael?
Love me, brother. Well, love you.
Love y'all. Y'all stay strong out that way, all right?
Y'all right on.
Thank you,
103.3. Listen, FM on your dial.
378 nights of broadcasting. That's BVHP 103.3 FM. The BVHP posse in full effect on a Sunday night. Man, they be bringing this kind of knowledge on Sunday out there. Y'all don't give them no rest, do y'all?
Yeah,
that's
the 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's real. That's real.
Real talk.
Appreciate y'all being with us, all right?
Hold on.
Can y'all hold on a second?
No, black right. Power!
Kanata, you want to shout out to the stations that make it possible for somebody to hear the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise guard of the United States and around the planet?
We're going to say Zelenko to Human Rights Radio at 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. And the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, at 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, run by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP, in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett in the crew. And at 96.3 FM, in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with B-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And to our newest listeners in the criminal enterprise called Dade County, Florida, at 102.9 FM, Zelango. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the Real Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
You know, we really had an honor to have Brother Michael Hibbett and the folks out there in Bayview, Hunters Point, California with us tonight. I mean, you could tell, you know, the Human Rights Radio Network, we be bringing kind of information to the people that's going to help our people analyze situations for us. We ain't trying to, you know, diss nobody, but our program is legit, you know? Why everybody else? The French got to have a program. The Italians, well, African people got programs. And we bringing them now. You don't have to like them. We bringing them anyway. Shout out to those who make it possible for you to hear the Human Rights Patrol, because them some tough folks there. And we going to share with you an email we got from the folks down there in Dade County, Florida, 102.9 FM. You got it, Kanata? Got it shortly before coming on the air tonight with the Human Rights Patrol. Actually, at 7:45 p.m. here on the 24th of February 2002. You got it, Warrior? We're looking for it. I tell you what, we'll put it in the next one. Right. For those who listen to the Human Rights Patrol here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, we're in our 4,632nd night of broadcasting. On the telephones with us tonight out of the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, it's War Correspondent Commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Kaka Michael Hibbett in the BVHP Posse at 103.3 FM. And in the studios with us tonight out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, is Elementary Sensation War Correspondent Commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Dada Kanata Kintako. I'm Abana Kintako, reminding you that you is listening to the people's choice, because the people choose to listen to
Human Rights Radio.
You got it.
We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will have peace and harmony
among
us. We will be loving. We will be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creative.
And creative.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect. And unify our homeland.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline.
Patience.
Devotion. And courage. We will live as models.
We will live as models.
To provide new direction for our people. We will be free and self-determinate. We are African people. Aluta.
Aluta.
Continua.
Continua.
Kufala.
Kufala.